From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. military says an American drone strike has likely killed Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour. U.S. officials said Saturday that President Barack Obama authorized the strike, which occurred early Saturday morning local time. Reporter Ayaz Gul from Islamabad says if confirmed, Mansour's death would be a major blow to the Taliban.
Well, what we understand from the U.S. officials that there was this drone attack carried out, and that was apparently inside Pakistan. In fact, on the Pakistani side of the border. If it is confirmed, this will be a major blow to the Taliban, because after the death of its founder, Mullah Akhtar Mansour is the only active Taliban leader who can hold the movement together.
Soon after, reports of the strike began appearing online and in news broadcasts in the region. The Afghan Taliban released a statement calling the reports of Mansour's death baseless. Investigators say that smoke was detected inside Egypt Air Flight 804 just minutes before it plunged into the Mediterranean Sea Thursday. The latest information offers no answers as to what might have happened while search crews continued scouring the sea for further wreckage. Egypt's military released pictures of a pink bag, a life vest, shredded seat covers, and mangled debris showing the Egypt Air name. The flight recorders still need to be recovered from the Mediterranean. An Egyptian Civil Aviation Ministry official has denied reports that the recorders had been located. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has left Washington for a week-long visit to Vietnam and Japan, his 10th trip to Asia since taking office. White House officials say the president's visit is intended to demonstrate the ongoing U.S. commitment to rebalancing relations with the nations of Asia and the Pacific region. During his time in Japan, the president will stop at Hiroshima, where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated in combat, shortly before Japan surrendered to the United States to end World War II. Mr. Obama will be the first sitting U.S. head of state to visit the A-bomb site. A suspected U.S.-led coalition airstrike has killed at least 7 people in a village in northern Syria occupied by the so-called Islamic State group. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that the planes attacked the village of Ashraf late Friday. It says the planes were seen to cross into Syrian airspace from Turkey. The local Coordination Committee activist network said that 10 people were killed in the bombings. Meanwhile, the top U.S. commander for the Middle East made a secret visit to Syria to look at cooperative efforts among Arab, Kurdish, and other forces to overcome Islamic State militants. Army General Joseph Votel, the commanding general of U.S. Central Command, spent nearly 11 hours in Syria Saturday. He visited locations where U.S. Special Operations Forces are working with local fighters in the battle against Islamic State. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged Middle Eastern states and world powers to use their influence to convince Syria's warring parties to discuss a political transition in the war-torn nation. Speaking during a visit to Qatar on Saturday, Ban cautioned against using what he called short-sighted policies to confront violent extremists, saying they only make things worse.
We must avoid short-sighted policies and heavy-handed approaches that only exacerbate the problem and give terrorists their best recruitment tools.
The Secretary General said that a full and immediate cessation of hostilities is needed in Syria and should be accompanied by discussions of what sort of transition of power will follow. Powerful Cyclone Ranu weakened on Saturday afternoon after crashing into coastal Bangladesh, flooding towns and villages, triggering landslides, and killing at least 24 people. An estimated 500,000 people fled their homes for cyclone shelters following warnings from the authorities. After making landfall around noon local time, gusts reaching 90 kilometers per hour uprooted trees and destroyed houses. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.